It's The Naked Scientists with me, Greg Jackson, and Chris Smith. And today, the 12 science days of Christmas. Now that we've had some strenuous dancing, it's made me a tad nervous about 10 laws of leaping. How are your quads, Chris?
Well, they're not quite as good as your singing.
Best get down the gym then.
I reckon that's going to be my New Year's resolution, actually.
Let's get singing then.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
So we're up to our 10th day of Christmas and our lords are leaping are actually going to be bouncy balls today. Engineer Hugh Hunt is an expert on how things bounce and roll. It seems like an interesting profession choice, Hugh.
Well, I don't actually do much bouncing of balls, but I do lots of stuff with spinning things.
What are we going to be doing today?
Well, we're here in this studio.
We're getting down onto our hands and knees onto the floor. So this is in the dedication, in the name of science. It's a lot of dedication, okay.
And I've got various balls here, bouncy balls and snooker balls and billiard balls and footballs and ping pong balls. But what I want to do is to take one of these balls and roll it towards a wall. Just roll it along the floor, just as you might, like a snooker ball might roll along the table, and then it's going to hit the wall. And you might think it might just bounce back ordinarily, but what it does is it leaps up into the air and then lands a little way away from the wall. It just doesn't just roll back. Now you can do the experiment. I'm rolling the ball now, and you can hear it bounces twice. There's one bounce where it hits the wall and another bounce where it hits the floor. You hear boom, boom. Here we go.
Yeah, it's pretty subtle. They're very close together, aren't they?
More. Let's do it again. So you hear boom, boom.
Okay, and that's because it's rolling a little bit up the wall, yeah, banging the wall and then
so
bouncing
when the ball
off.
Hits the wall, because the ball is rolling, for a very, very short time, it sticks to the wall and rolls up the wall and then becomes airborne, bounces back, and then lands just a short way away from the wall. Now, this kind of rolling and spinning stuff, well, isn't all that important, except in the 2010 Football World Cup, there was a famous incident in the England-Germany game, Frank Lampard's disallowed goal. And I can hear lots of people listening to this show jumping out of their seats in indignation that the goal was not awarded.
But what happened, though? What happened for it? I have to admit, I don't watch football. It's not my deal.
Well, the ball came in towards the goal. It hit the crossbar, and then it went down onto the grass across the goal line. But then it bounced back up again, hit the crossbar again, and came out. And because the ball just came out all of its own accord, the goal was not allowed. But it was the spinning of the ball that caused the ball to hit the ground and come back out again. So understanding how things spin and what happens about spinning things turned out to be pretty important in that game of football.
In your scientific opinion, should it have been allowed?
Well, yes, it should have been allowed. I guess I would like to think that referees in football should know all about conservation of angular momentum and the laws of physics and would have been able to make that deduction for themselves on the field of play.
Other than football, though, where are you studying this and using this sort of spinning science?
Well, I think once you get outside of the Earth and you go into space, if you think of the Philae lander that landed on the comet last year, and the New Horizons spacecraft that went out to Pluto. If you try and think about how do they turn themselves around so that the legs of the spacecraft are pointing in the right direction to land, or that the camera is pointing in the right direction, or the antenna is pointing in the right direction. And it's all about understanding the angular motion of spacecraft. And if you've ever watched these movies like Martian or Interstellar, and you see what goes wrong when spacecraft are spinning out of control. And if you think of a balloon, you blow it up and then you let go of it and it randomly flies around the room. Well, that's because it's spinning out of control. So really important to get control of spin and understand spin in space.